So we discussed a good deal about the issue of Basar Bizman Hazeh, that there's mitzvah Simchas Yontif with Basar Bizman Hazeh. Remember, we got into the whole discussion of how you would paskin the halacha if you were Svartik, because after all, the Rambam says that there definitely is a mitzvah of Basar Bizman Hazeh. The Mechaber in Beit Yosef said, no, there isn't, and the Rambam's against the Gemara, so how would you paskin if you were Svartik, and why it is that Rav Avadya Yosef seemingly sides with the Rambam against Maran Beit Yosef? Good, that's what we discussed last time. What I want to talk about this time is, let's go back to the beginning over here. Is there still a mitzvah of simcha in general, midah raisa b'zman hazeh? Forget about whether we should use basar b'zman hazeh. Let's assume, like the Gemara says, ein simcha ach shoshem b'esem l'shkayim ein simcha b'yayim. That nowadays you only use wine. Good, so you drink wine. Is that a mitzvah midah raisa? Or is that only a mitzvah midrabanan, when one drinks wine for the mitzvah of simchas yantif? So what do you think? Pashtus of the Gemara, what do you get? Daraisa, right? Gemara says that v'samachta b'chagecha. So we learn that there's ein simcha that a person has to be misamech, and yantav v'samachta b'chagecha is a pasuk in the Torah, and it says b'amem misamcham b'yayin. Good. So you use wine. That sounds like it's talking about achshav she'in beis hamikdash kayim. That's what Tosul says, that when it says b'amem misamcham b'yayin, it's talking about now that we don't have a beis hamikdash, and it's going on the pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha. So it's clearly telling me a din mida oraisa, and that's why the Rambam says very explicitly that there is a mitzvah of simcha b'zman hazeh mida oraisa. The Rambam writes, that's also included in the pasuk of v'samachta b'chagecha. So it seems very clear from the Rambam that the mitzvah even b'zman hazeh is a mitzvah daraisa. Take a look at the Ran in source number 3 over here. The Ran on the Rif in Masecha Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph says the Ran. This is the Ran on Chaval Vamrav Padapei Arif. The Mishnah, Masechah Sukkah, talks about the different mitzvahs of Sukkahs and how many days of Sukkahs those mitzvahs are fulfilled on. For example, the mitzvah of Lulav, so Lulav is Nital Kol Shiva, except it's not. We don't take Lulav on Shabbos, right? There are days that we don't do certain mitzvahs of Sukkahs. So what about the mitzvah of Simcha? And then there are certain halachos of Sukkahs that apply only through Sukkahs, only through Hoshana Rabbah, and others that apply even to Shmini Atzeres. So it has different numbers of days for each of the mitzvahs of Sukkahs. So one of the things it says is that a Simcha Shmona, there are 8 days of Simcha on Sukkahs. So says the Ran, what does it mean? Simcha Shmona, lechol basar shlamim. It means that we eat the korban for 8 days. V'kaimel v'psachim, bizman shebismish kayim ein simchal b'basar, shemar v'zvach tashlam v'echal tashan. The Gemara says in Psachim, our Gemara, that the only way to fulfill the mitzvah of Simcha when the Beis Hamikdash was around was with Shalmei Simcha. V'yafagav the haikra lav biragolim ksiv, the bahar grizim bar evil ksiv. He's asking an important kasha. Whenever the Gemara quotes psukim and it uses those psukim to tell us dinim, it is important to look up those psukim and see if the psukim are talking about what the Gemara purports them to be talking about. Right? The Gemara assumes v'samachta b'chagecha means shalosh regalim, yomim tovim. I don't know. You look up the psukim. It doesn't sound like that. It's bar grizim bar evil. Miu biragolim simcha ksiva v'samachta b'chagecha. Even though, I'm sorry, the pasuk of v'zavachta shalom yachalta v'samachta b'chagecha is obviously about yom tovim. V'zavachta shalom yachalta v'samachta, that's a pasuk that's by har grizim bar evil. It's not about simchas yantiv, but it does say v'samachta b'chagecha with relation to yantiv. V'yafal gav dechi mikla b'shabbos b'yom rishon e efshar b'shlamim. So he says the Ran. Now here's where it gets critical in terms of figuring out the mitzvah d'oraisa. Let's say the first day of Sukkot is on Shabbos. So can you bring Shalmei Simcha on Shabbos? No, e efshar b'shlamim d'lemishchatinu b'shabbos e efshar. You can't shecht it on Shabbos. Now let us shecht Shalmei Simcha on Shabbos. V'lo the Mishkei Nami be'erev Shabbos v'yom tov, and you're also not allowed to shechter on erev Shabbos v'yom tov. Now, typically speaking, how long can you eat a carbon shlamim for? What's the time limit on a carbon shlamim?
2 days.
So 2 days and one night, correct. So if I were to shechter carbon shlamim now on Monday morning, Monday afternoon, I would be allowed to eat it Monday night, and Tuesday day. So why not? Let him shech the Karban Shlomo on Erev Yantiv. Let's say Erev Yantiv, first day Yantiv falls on Shabbos. So let him shech the Shalmei Simcha on Friday. He'll be able to eat it Friday night and Shabbos. And he'll be yosei the mitzvah of Simcha on Shabbos day. What in the world would be the problem with that? So he says, no, there's a Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that tells us we need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, that the Shechita has to be at a Shas Simcha. So let's say the third day of Yantiv falls out on Shabbos. So when are you going to shech the Shalmei Simcha? If you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, whichever day of Yantiv falls out on Shabbos. Why is it only if the first day falls out on Shabbos that it's a problem? Because let's say the third, fourth, fifth, whatever day Yantiv falls on Shabbos, then when you shecht on Erev Shabbos, it's Yantiv already. So that is Zvicha B'Shas Simcha. You are shechting at a time of Simcha. And you'll still be able to eat that basar karban the next day when it's Shabbos, so then you're going to be good, you'll be fine, you'll be able to eat Simcha all 8 days. The problem the Ran raises is that when the first day is Shabbos, you can't shecht it on Shabbos, you can't shecht it before Shabbos, even though shlomim could be eaten for 2 days, but it's not zvicha b'sha simcha. The shechita needs to be at a time where there's already a mitzvah simcha. D'nafkel midichsiv is a vachta shlomim v'yachalta sham v'samachta. All in the same pasuk, so we see the zvicha b'sha simcha. So how are we going to ever have Simcha for 8 days if you can't have Shalmei Simcha on the first day when the first day is Shabbos? Answers the Ran, afilu hachi isa l'simcha b'basar shel chulin o b'shar mine smachos shelo amru ein simcha el b'basar ela l'mitzvah min amuvchar v'lo la'akev. The din that you need basar shlamim to be mekayim the mitzvah of simcha is a mitzvah min amuvchar. It's not ma'akev. You're mekayim the mitzvah of simcha even without it. According to the Ran, mitzvah of simcha absent basar shlamim v'zman hazeh d'oraiser d'rabanan. What? The Rabbanan? Why do you say the Rabbanan?
Because the only way, the Doraisa is a certain way, and you're not doing it that
oh,
way.
But notice what he says. He does not say Doraisa is only the Shalmei Simcha. He says mitzvah min amuvchar. That all it is that the best way to do the mitzvah Doraisa is with Shalmei Simcha. He seems to be suggesting that when we say Simchas for 8 days, it means on a Doraisa level, you could have Simcha for 8 days, even when the first day is Shabbos. Because there are other ways to fulfill Simcha on a Doraisa level, even when you can't have Basar Shlamin. Namely, do other things that make you happy. Have Basar Chulin. That's also a mitzvah of Simcha. On a Doraisa level, says the Ran, that's a mitzvah of Simcha. It's just not the best form of Simcha. The best form of Simcha is when you have the Shalmei Simcha. So the Ran seems to assume that it's Doraisa as well, like the Rambam. Yeah?
We're talking about halachic Simcha, right? Actual Simcha. So, a chasana, a day of the first wedding is a day of Simcha. We don't say chasana, it's a day of Simcha.
Okay.
So, let's say they made a day. Let's say there's a wedding on Friday, that Friday. They had a wedding before Shabbos, right?
You're saying Zvicha B'Shas Simcha.
Simcha.
I think it means Zvicha B'Shas, the mitzvah of Simcha Yantiv. Meaning that's a different Simcha. It's not just when you happen to be happy halachically or when you have a halachic kliyim to be happy.
The Ran seems to say like Simcha is any Simcha. Bishar means Simcha.
That's how you fulfill Simcha Yantiv. You can fulfill Simcha Yantiv even without the karban. But it needs to be the Shas Simchas Yomtov. The Shas Simchas Yomtov. How do you actually do it when Yomtov comes? That you could do it in any number of ways. But it has to be all about the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtov. So far everyone says Doraisa. The Ram says Doraisa B'Zman Hazeh. The Ran says Doraisa B'Zman Hazeh. Comes along the Gemara Moikat in Yodalad Amid Beis. Ovel Eino Noeg Avelusa Beregel. And the Avel does not observe Avelus in Yantiv. Shenemar v'samachta b'chagecha. Yeah?
Well, the way the Ran learns that Zvicha b'shas Simcha is in the Gemara, it says, both the positive is Avakta Shalom, Machalta Shalom, is Samachta. Rashi says already there that's not talking about Simcha Regalim. So if you're learning at the fact
what do you
that
mean? What are you talking about?
When the Ran quotes Rashi, you're doing Rashi says that
that's the context. That's the context of the original pasuk.
So we learn Zvicha B'Shas Simcha from that pasuk. So that's not contextually part of Simchas Yomtiv.
Right. Apparently, what Rashi is saying is it's a good point. Meaning, it's a good question because this is what Rashi's struggling with. how can we learn details of how to do Simchas Yantav, such as Zvicha B'Shas Simcha, which the Gemara does, when the Pasuk isn't even talking about Shechita of Karbanos of Yantav? It's not even talking about Yantav, it's talking about different Karbanos. So Rashi says is that within each context that you have Simcha and a Karban, the Simcha, the Karban has to be B'Shas Simcha. So when it's Hargriz Marevel, where there's a mitzvah of Simcha and a Korban, so the Korban has to be in the context of, it has to be B'Shas Simcha. And then applying that to Yantiv also, you need Zvicha B'Shas Simcha on Yantiv itself. But yeah, that's exactly the struggle, that it's not about Simcha's Yantiv, but he's saying that we could take the whole thing, lock, stock, and barrel, we could take the whole connection between Zvicha and Simcha and bring that into the parasha of Yantiv and apply that to the parasha of Yantiv. But I don't think it means you could just take random Simchas and say that that's considered Zvicha B'Shas Simcha.
So I'm assuming that we make that connection.
Yeah.
Simcha there, Simcha here. Simcha,
right.
Simcha by Regalim, Simcha.
I think he has to be assuming that. Yeah.
It's like if A equals B and B equals C, therefore A equals C.
Kind of, but this is worse. It's not as connected. So we have the Rambam and the Ran that Simcha is Daraisa. Comes along the Gemara Ma'ay Katan, Avel Eino Noig Avelusa Baregel Shnemar V'Samachta B'Chagecha. An Avel cannot observe his Avelus and Yantiv because the Pasuk says V'Samachta B'Chagecha. I Avelus Tamei Ikarahu Os Yaseh Derabim V'Dach Yaseh Diyachid. If he was an Avel before Yantiv started, his Avelus stops on Yantiv. Why? Because the mitzvah of Simcha on Yantiv is a mitzvah that applies to everybody. His Avelus is his own personal business. So since there's an Aseh Derabim versus an Aseh Diyachid, the Aseh Derabim wins. Yes, Simcha?
Does Derabim mean that there's a general thing that everyone has to have this Simcha and it's a mitzvah on Derabim to be this Simcha Derabim?
Versus?
It's not every single person has an individual thing, and if you're doing it, then you're being poured from the cloud, but if you're taking by you doing your thing, you're taking away from.
Very interesting. Yesh lachkor. What is the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav Barabim? Does that mean, and this is a very important chakira in general, whenever you have a mitzvah, you always have to look, is this mitzvah a chovas hayachid or is it a chovas hatzibur? Meaning, maybe there's a din in the tzibur that the tzibur needs to be besimcha. So when you are not besimcha, the reason, why is it that a mitzvah derabim beats out a mitzvah diyachid? I would have thought the opposite. I would say mitzvah diyachid, that should be more important to me because that's my mitzvah. Mitzvah derabim is everybody's mitzvah. My mitzvah I should be very careful about, right? One would have said the opposite. So Simcha suggesting is no. Maybe the idea of a mitzvah derabim means that if I fail to be besimcha, that not only means that I'm not fulfilling the mitzvah, it means that I'm taking away a little bit of everybody's fulfillment of the mitzvah. That part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantav is that you be in an atmosphere of Simcha. How do we create an atmosphere of Simcha? By making sure everybody around us is happy. That's why the Pasuk says, not just to eat your own basar shlamim, but to do what? To bring Simcha to your wife, to your children. L'gercha asher b'sharecha. What does that have to do with my Simcha? Giving all those things. So you could say, well, just giving. Giving brings a person Simcha. But you could also say that the fact that people around you are besimcha enhances your own Simcha. So the reason you're mesameach your wife is not because she has a mitzvah Simcha, it's because you have mitzvah Simcha. And the only way for you to achieve that Simcha is by making sure everyone around you is besimcha. So maybe that's part of the idea of Aseh Derabim. So that's one way to look at it. Good, that could very well be. The other way to look at it is, no, the fact that it applies to everybody means that it's a more important mitzvah. Just the fact that it's given to the masses at one time gives it chashivos over another mitzvah. Meaning maybe my simcha has nothing to do with anybody else's simcha. And even if I was alone in a desert and I'm not going to affect anybody, I will not see anybody on Yantiv, I'm all alone in the desert, still I should not be knowing Avelus on Yantiv, because the Simcha, the mitzvah, the Rabbim is overpowered, right? That would be enough Kamina, if you're alone where it's not going to affect anybody else around you. In general, we have we have chilukim between mitzvos that are chovos hayachid versus mitzvos that are chovos hatzibur. For instance, there's a big discussion about Kriyas HaTorah. Is Kriyas HaTorah chiyuv on every individual to hear Kriyas HaTorah? Or is it just a chavos HaTzibur? That the Tzibur needs to have a Kriyas HaTorah. But let's say I had a stomachache and I had to go to the bathroom and I missed Kriyas HaTorah. So should I try to chop a later minion to catch Kriyas HaTorah later that day? We say, no, the tzibur heard Kriyas HaTorah. That's all the mitzvah is. The mitzvah is on the tzibur for Kriyas HaTorah. Or, for example, you have the Rambam writes that every single we set up Melandei Tinokos in every single city. What do you mean? I have a mitzvah to teach my child Torah. What's this halach of setting up Melandei Tinokos? So this halach of setting up Melandei Tinokos means that yes, I have an individual chiv to teach my individual child Torah, and everyone else has a chiv to teach their individual children Torah. But maybe there's also a chavos hatzibur to set up Torah institutions. That the community has to see to it that we set up these institutions. Or, for example, nichum avelu. If someone is sitting shiva, what do? You go personally to pay a shiva call, you say, I'm makom yinachem, and you menachem them, you make them feel better. But if you've ever been to a funeral, right after the kvura, everyone lines up. If there's a minion there, everyone lines up. The avelim walk through the line, and everyone together says, "Amakom Minachim." What's that? I'm gonna go pay a shiva call. I'll say Amakom Minachim alone. What's this thing with the line? And only if there's a minion that we do this. So that's because that's a chavos hatzibur of nichum avelim. That there are tzvei dinim. There's a chavos hayachid of nichum avelim and a chavos hatzibur. Or the rabbi writes, every community has to set up a kupa shel tzedakah. What do you mean? I have a chiv to give tzedakah. What do you mean? I have to set up a kupa shel tzedakah? There's a chavos hayachid that you have to give tzedakah, and there's a chavos hatzibur. So Simchas is asking something similar. That maybe the mitzvah of Simchas Yantiv is one or the other, maybe both. Maybe Simchas Yantiv is a chavos hayachid, I have an individual chiv to be simcha. Maybe not. Maybe it's a chavos hatzibur, that the whole tzibur is a mitzvah of simcha, and to the extent that anyone is not involved, it takes away from the simcha. Or maybe it's both. Maybe each and every individual has a personal chavos hayachid, but what makes the simcha the rabbim special is not that it's a chavos hayachid, but it's that it's a chavos hatzibur. And that I'm going to be taking away from the tzibur's kiyum of simcha by not being b'simcha. But so that could very well be. Yeah.
How would we translate the pasuk of b'samachta b'chagecha? That would say as your simcha, only you have a simcha. If we learn that.
It's a very interesting ha'ara also. Whenever the Torah speaks b'lashon yachid versus speaking b'lashon rabbim, so what does that mean? What? Right.
It's all chah, because if you don't do your mitzvah of Krishna, you're not hurting anybody else.
Right.
So
you say that's a din in the individual.
Individual, therefore, the fact that
I think the Gra has a vart where he says the opposite. I think, but you have to figure out how it works with all the psukim. I think the Gra says that whenever the Torah speaks in plural, it means each and every person. Kol yachid v'yachid. But when it speaks in singular, it means the unit of Klal Yisrael, which is a singular unit. So the mitzvah of Svira, for instance. So you have a Svartam Lechem and a Svartam Lecha. So the thing has to say, Svartam Lechem, Rav Shechta, I think, quotes this from the Chizkuni, maybe. Something like that, in Eretz HaTzvi. That a Svartam Lechem is the Chiyav al Kol Yachid V'yachid. That every individual is a mitzvah sphira. But a svarta lecha is a chiyuv on the community of Klal Yisrael. So Beis Din would do a separate sphira. Veshnosa Yova, it's just a chiyuv on the Beis Din, because the Beis Din is a representative of Klal Yisrael. So the Beis Din does the sphira on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael as a unit, as a single unit. Whereas in the plural, it's broken down for each individual. Yeah, you'd have to work out all the other psukim. Okay, so the Gemara tells us this din, that you're not supposed to be knowing Avelus on Yantiv, because the Aseh de Rabim of Yantiv is a more powerful Aseh than the Aseh de Yachid of Avelus. Says Tosos, you got to read this Tosos carefully. Tosos Moikot and Daf Yudalar and Beis, Aseh de Yachid, Mashma, da Avelus Ika Aseh da Oraisa. Says Tosos right off the bat, it must be that Avelus is a mitzvah da Oraisa, not just the Rabbana. Why? Because we say that the only reason that Yantif beats Avelus is because Yantif applies to the Rabbim. What do you mean? If Avelus is only Drabbanon, Yantif should beat Avelus because Avelus is Drabbanon and Yantif is Araisa. Right? So if you make the assumption, which Tulsa starts with the assumption, he doesn't say it explicitly, but he starts with the assumption that Simchas Yantif is Doraisa, So he says it must be that Avelus is also Daraisa, because if Avelus were Darabanan, you would have an obvious reason that Simchas Yontif beats Avelus, Daraisa beats Darabanan. So Mashmat Avelus, you can say Daraisa. You can come from Vedachi, you can say Darabanan. Fine. Then at the end, Mihu, he says, however, maybe you can say no. Maybe you can say that Avelus is Drabanan. Why don't we say the obvious reason Yontif meets Avelus? Because Yontif is Darais, Avelus is only Drabanan. What's the answer? He says, because I started with the assumption that Yontif is Daraisa. Who said I'm right about that? Mir nearly the Simchas Haregel Nami Drabanan. Visamachta Hainu Bishalme Simcha. Visamachta Bechagach only means if you have Kabanas. If you don't have Kabanas, then there's no Visamachta Bechagacha. Savelus is only Drabanan. And why do we need the fact that Simchas Yantif is Rabim? Because Simchas Yantif is also only Drabanan. Ooh, wah. So now we have a real Machlokas. Right? Now we have the Rambam and the Ran saying that Simchas Yontif is Daraisa. Tosos starts with that assumption, but then Tosos at the end says not so. That Simchas Yontif is only Darabanan, the Samachta B'Chagecha only means if you have Karban Shlamim. Good. Zok the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Perikei Alacha Aleph. Elu Dvarim Sha'avel Asaben B'Yom Rishon Min HaTorah U'B'Shar Yom Midevrayan. The following are things that an Avel is not allowed to do on a Daraisa level on the first day of Avelus, and Midrabanan on the rest of the days of Avelus as well. Asul the Saper, what does that mean? Haircut, Lechabes, laundry, Lirchot, shower, or bathe, right? Lasuch, anoint, Leshamish Mitaso, marital relations. Vilina, I always thought it was funny that you know, the Mishnah Yuma goes through the Chamesh Inuyim. So one of the Inuyim is Tashmish Amita. So when children come home from school, so they learn that there are five things you're not allowed to do on Yom Kippur. And they'll list you the five. Eating, drinking. That's how they do it in schools. They split eating from drinking so that they don't have to say Tashmish Amita. So, but eating and drinking is really one Inuy. It's the same Inuy. So funny. Okay, anyway, Vilinol Asasand, I don't know what their alternative would be, right? They don't want to teach them that there are only four things, because there's Chamesh Inuyim. They don't want to say there are Chamesh Inuyim, four afflictions.
Making your bed.
What?
Chamesh Mitasa is making your bed.
Making your bed. Yeah, we don't want kids to think that's Asir. The linol is a sandal. What some people do is they'll just say marital relations. Because they have no idea what it means, but kids don't really care if they understand what it means, they're just good at repeating things. The linol is a sandal, and to wear leather shoes. Velasos malacha, du malacha, velikos vidu mitar, velikos vidu, velikos vidu, velikos vidu, velikos vidu, Echad hakol echad asar davar, 11 things. But what's he saying? These are isurim midaraisa midrabanan. Minatora on the first day. Avelus yom rishon is daraisa. The Rambam says. Now wait a second. If you hold avelus is daraisa, then you have to hold yontif is daraisa. Because otherwise, why would the Gemara say that? Otherwise, why would taka yontif beat out avelus? We said, yeah, mitzvah d'ram beats out mitzvah d'yachid. Come on, if the mitzvah d'ram is d'rabbanan and the mitzvah d'yachid is d'araisa, then there's no way the mitzvah d'ram should beat out the mitzvah d'yachid, right? The d'rabbanan shouldn't beat out the d'araisa. So if they're both even, they're both d'araisas, then we'll come to the rabbin beating out the yachid. Fine. Zak d'rash, third parak of Moed Katan. Kasa b'hag, hecha d'shachiv shichva b'yom tov rishon o b'yom tov sheni. If a person dies on any day of Yontif except for the second day of the last days, right? The Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. We're not knowing actual Avelus till Yontif is totally over. Aval Yoma Basra Mislik Salik Laminin Shiva Yamei Avelus. But that last day counts as the first day of Shiva. Avalo Noig Be Avelus Klal. We're just not, we don't do Avelus on that day, but it counts as one of the days of Shiva. Aval Ishach Vle Shikva Biyom. Let's say Rachman al son someone dies on the last day of Yontif, the second day in Chutz Laretz of the last days. Noig be avelus v'salik leminyan shiva. We're noig avelus on that day, and it counts toward the shiva. Why? To us yase vaday di yachid v'doch yase de safek de rabbi. Over here, it's a Rabban versus Yachid, but the mitzvah de Yachid is a mitzvah vadai. The mitzvah de Rabban is a mitzvah safek, because sveka de yoma, the mitzvah simchas yantiv, is only safek. The mitzvah avelus is a vadai. Dechsev achrisa kiyomar, vavadar raisa, v'yom tov achron sveka de rabbanon, chayim pasuk ravalfas. So he says, wait a second, not only is it a vadai de Yachid versus a safek de Rabban, the suffix derabim is only derabanan. The suffix derabim is only derabanan. Because it's Yom Tov Achron. What's the implication if it were daraisa?
Isn't it suffix daraisa though? Yom Tov Achron?
Meaning, on. Okay, so. What do you mean in Suffolk Daraisa? So the fact that
if it's Yom Tov is Daraisa.
Yom Tov itself is Daraisa. We're keeping it because of Sveika Diyoma. So that's just based on Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra, right? What this gets into is the Machlokas Rishonim, whether Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra is itself a Din Daraisa or a Din Darabana. Right? You familiar with this Machlokas? It's Machlokas Rishonim. When we say Suffolk, we know the rule. Suffolk Daraisa L'chumra, Suffolk Darabana L'chula. So the fact that something drabanan lekula, that's for sure a din drabanan, because the whole concept of drabanan is drabanan, right? So something d'oraisa lechumra, is that a chiv d'oraisa? Is that something the Torah requires me to be machmiran, or is that something that no, the Torah would say something d'oraisa lekula, but the rabbanan says something d'oraisa lechumra. It's a beautiful Pnei Yeshua in Gittin Lamentes, where Pnei Yeshua says that maybe the reason we're making on svek sveka, on d'oraisas, on a double suffix, why are we making on svek sveka? He says maybe we're working with the assumption that Safik Daraisa L'chumra is only Din Darabana, which would mean that every Svek Sveka is really a Safik Darabana. Right? If the first Safik Daraisa L'chumra is only Din Darabana, then you need to go L'chumra. So if you have a Safik on a Safik Daraisa L'chumra, that would be a Safik Darabana. Maybe it would be Safik Darabana L'kula. Kishmak Pnei Yeshua, no? But that's the Machlokas, though. Is it? So what would the Rush be assuming when he calls this a Sveka Darabana? Presumably, he'd be assuming that Safik derabanan, the Safik deraisa lechumra is only a din derabanan. Right? That's what it sounds like.
It makes sense to say you're chayv midaraisa midrabanan.
What does that mean?
I mean, you're only chayv midaraisa midrabanan. Forget it. You're chayv midaraisa.
What do you mean midaraisa?
Like, you're chayv midaraisa of shnei.
Right, but the chiyuv to celebrate that is only midrabanan. But we're saying, yeah, then that second day only becomes a din derabanan. All right. Okay, my brain can't. So according to the Rush, what is it? Now what he painted for us is a totally different case. Right? The Gemara said that Avelus is always going to lose to Simchas Yantiv because Simchas Yantiv is Rabim, Avelus is Yachid. Says the Rush, but if you could come up with a case where the Rabim is only a Drabanan and the Yachid is a Daraisa, so the Daraisa is going to beat the Drabanan, right? Daraisa is always going to beat the Drabanan. Good. Says the Gemara in Mesechus Brachos Tav Mem Zayin Amim Beis. Sometimes it happens that communities have a difficult time getting a minion together. Rav Elazar goes into shul and he doesn't find a minion. So what does he do? He comes to shul with his Eved and he doesn't find a minion. So he's got a simple solution. He could just be Meshachar the Eved and that way he'll be Mashlim the minion. Great! Vishikhar Avdo Vishlima La Asara. Someone just sent me an email last week asking if there are any tshuvas that we have from the Civil War period in America of Rabbanim in the South writing about writing a get shichur for your avadim, because of that, and what their status is. Do they taka become Jews? And you know, it's a fascinating topic. I don't know of any. Rabbi Rice, who davens milch with us, you know the guy who comes davens milch, he told me that there's a drasha from the Rav of New Orleans in the Civil War era. There was a Rav in New Orleans apparently in the Civil War era, and he had a whole drasha saying how it's terrible that they're abolishing slavery. Judaism believes in slavery, like a whole whatever. So, but I don't know if there are truths. Did I ever tell you that story with Rav Schechter? He once came to Shir, and he was like, the strangest thing just happened. He said he walked into the building where he said Shir, and he saw the security guard had a name tag that said Zaidi. I told you this, Meister, right? He said the security guard told him that his grandfather was born to a Jewish on a plantation to a Jewish owner, and that Jew's grandfather had just died, so they named the baby. They named the slave baby after their grandfather. They called him Zaidi. And he has, now he was named after his grandfather, and he has the name Zaidi. So Shechter mentioned in passing, Mestamis chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha. Because he's a Jewish, he's a Nevekanani, owned by a Jew. So it's chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha. And he never got a shtar shichru. So I don't know if he meant that seriously. Probably, yeah, right? Why not? Why wouldn't he be chayiv in mitzvos ki'isha? I don't know. It's a real tough one. Okay. So, says the Gemara, so he's Meshachar as Evet to be Mashal the Minyan. So the Gemara asks, how could he do this? I call Meshachar Avdo over Basay. It's a violation of a mitzvah Sasei. Pasuk says, Dol Mem Tavodu, you have a mitzvah Sasei, you're supposed to keep your Avadim, not let her free them. Says the Gemara, Dvar Mitzvah Shiny. No, it's for the sake of a mitzvah, so he's allowed to be Meshachar as Evet. Mitzvah Baba Veirahi! What are you talking about? It's a mitzvah Baba Veira! Mitzvah Derabim Shiny. So what again do we have over here? You have a conflict between a mitzvah and another mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Olam Tavodu and the mitzvah of Minyan, right? And we say the mitzvah derabim wins. Olam Tavodu, Daraisa derabanan. Daraisa, it's a pasuk, right? Making a minyan. Mitzvah Daraisa or mitzvah derabanan? What do you need a minyan for? Davening is mitzvah daraisa, maybe. What do you need a minyan for? There's a mitzvah daraisa. What did the Rosh just say? That if the avelus be, if the person dies on Yom Tov Sheni of the last days of Yontif, where the celebration of Yontif, the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, yes, it's a mitzvah derabbanan, but it's only derabbanan. And the avelus is daraisa, avelus wins, because daraisa is always going to beat the derabbanan. What's going on in this Gemara, though? You have a mitzvah derabim that's only a derabanan, and it's still beating the mitzvah diyachid that's a daraisa of Leol Mem Tavodu. Yeah?
The pasuk say that minyan's a hefter mitzvah to the mitzvah daraisa tefillah.
It's not a hechsher mitzvah in the sense that you could do tefillah without it. So it doesn't really prepare you for tefillah, it enhances tefillah. The icing on the cake, it makes it feel really good and beautiful and wonderful. But is it a daraisa? Says Tosos, mitzvah derabim shiny, mikan kosha la halachas kedolos, depirish to misha meslo meis, vi yom tov achron, da velos noeg, velos yom tov achron, da rabban, vidach ha velos daraisa, tichsev achris ki yomar. This gemara is a kasha on the shita that holds that someone who dies on the last day of Yantiv, that the avelos is going to be noeg. Because he has a mitzvah d'araisa of Velus versus the mitzvah d'rabbanan of Yom Tov Achron. Because here you see that a mitzvah d'rabim, even if it is only d'rabbanan, beats out a d'araisa d'yachid. D'acha chazina d'asya tefila d'rabbanan? Tefila d'rabbanan? What he means is tefila b'tzibur d'rabbanan. V'dach yakrod, the Olam Mem Tavodu, v'chein mashonam b'reish k'subas, k'abichas no exainim e'mishtavach, no exainim e'avelus. Ooh! And you find the same in Ksuvus. What happens if Mace, Aviv Shal Chasan, Oimel Shal Kala, right before they're about to get married? What do? The Gemara of Ksuvus talks about. They already prepared all the meat, they already have all the Suda prepared, everything's ready to go. And then, right then, father of the Chasan or mother of the Kala dies. You mean, no, I got veilus now, all the meat's going to spoil, all the wine's going to go bad, everything's going to go bad, and then we lose everything. Machnisin as a mace l'cheder, as a chasin, as a kala l'chuppah, shove the mace in a room somewhere, get them married, and then they're knowing Shivas Yimei Mishta, followed by Shivas Yimei Avelis. Why do the Shivas Yimei Mishta come first? Shivas Yimei Mishta are Drabanan. Avelis, at least Yom Rishon is Daraisa. The Shivas Yimei Mishta, Mevatan Avelis Daraisa, Kolshkin Yom Tov Sheini. So Shivas Yimei Mishta, which is not even Darabin, it's just more than one person. It's him and his wife. So if their personal yontif for the two of them is going to be mevatel his avelus daraisa, so for sure yontif should be mevatel avelus. Yontif for everybody. A yontif to rabbanon for everybody should be mevatel avelus. Bam kasha. Yeah.
In regards to avelus, is it? Do we say that the avelus starts when he dies or whatever, or when we make it when we push off
a velus? At least Pishas Kvura. And the Kvura, when the Kvura is the Yom HaMisa, then you have a velus Yom Rishon Dar Raisa. So that then, yeah.
Is there not in the Gemara that says if Yimei Mishta comes first or Yimei Avelis comes first? We say Yimei Avelis comes first, right? So we say that. Then the Chuppas need.
May Avelis comes first.
So would
there be an issue yichud? But anyway, we push off the avelus. That's why we push it off. They're both bilus mitzvah parish. The Gemara says they have the bilus mitzvah, they have the one bia, and then after that.
So it's a,
and the Gemara says, "Hu yashem bein anashim, yishen bein anashim." I'm saying the same thing. They sleep separately. So let me just get to this. So says the Ran. Why is it that the Olam Mem Tavodu is shoved away for the sake of the mitzvah of a minyan? After all, the minyan is only drabanan. So the Ran has an unbelievable chiddush. Shelo amr Torah l'Olam Mem Tavodu mishum shliyitin la'mat neschinam. There's this in the Torah called Losichanim. What is this from Losichanim? It means three different things. You're not allowed to give chaniyah bekarka to goyim. You're not allowed to let them live in Eretz Yisrael, the southern land in Israel. You're not allowed to losit lam chayin, give compliments. And also, losit lam matnas chinam. You're not allowed to give free gifts to goyim. Says the Ran, the mitzvah of the Olam Mem Tavodu is a function of losichanim. They are one and the same. The reason you're not allowed to free a slave is because it's a matnas chinam to free him. Freeing a slave is giving a free gift. That is the mitzvah of Olam Mem Tavodu. What's the definition of a free gift? A free gift is you're giving the gift with no ulterior motive. But if you're giving the gift with some sort of ulterior motive, right? You give the gift with some sort of ulterior motive, well then you're not giving it for free. Because you're doing it for yourself, you're not doing it for them. Why is it that when you give the garbage man a holiday gift, it's not a violation of the Sichanim? Because you don't want them throwing your garbage all over the lawn. That's why you're giving it to them. It's not because you love them so much. So it's not a violation of the Sichanim. So when you free the Eved, the Olam Mem Tavodu, you violate the Olam Mem Tavodu. No, you don't, says the Ran. Because you're freeing the Eved to make a minion for an ulterior motive. Memela, it's not the Olam Mem Tavodu. Had it been the Olam Mem Tavodu, the Bahag would be right. The Rush would be right. That a mitzvah d'oraisa would always be the mitzvah d'rabbanan, even if the mitzvah d'rabbanan were a mitzvah d'rabbanan, the mitzvah d'oraisa is only a mitzvah d'yachid. But over here, you're avoiding the yisr entirely. Sounds like a nice approach, right? There's only one problem. What did the Gemara say in Maseches Brachos when it spoke about this? The Gemara says, "I mitzvah baba veirahi." Isn't this a mitzvah baba veira? Because you're freeing the slave, and that's not veira to free a slave. What should the Gemara have answered? No, it's not the aveira, because it's not a matnas chinam. That's what the Gemara should have answered. What does the Gemara say? mitzvah derabim. It's a mitzvah derabim. Why does it say mitzvah derabim? It should have said it's not a matnas chinam. That should have been the real answer to the Gemara's kasha. So that kasha on the run is asked by the Turei Evan. And Be'ezras Hashem, maybe tomorrow, we'll take a look at the Turei Evan and the Baruch Tam, the commentary on the Turei Evan. And then we just have to get into Nashim in Simchas Yantif, and that will be the end of Simchas Yantif.
Rabbi, that was the kind of love that Ginsburg wanted you to give.
On what?
On those chanim, like commented, like Michael Jordan's great basketball.
Right, right.
So you said, you said that you can't give it.
We'll see. Maybe. Put it back on the list.
Rabbi, mitzvah.